Hello and welcome to Boarding Party's D&D campaign, featuring Bentley Woods, CJ, D Blackwater, Milo Reuter, and Phoebe Wilhelm. I'm Drew, the Game Master for the Laris region.
CJ is the last to tackle the Etiola Gym. Will he be the first of the Tots to claim every badge, or will he be humbled by the mountain?
Ladies and gentlemen, hello.
Oh boy.
And welcome back to the final Etiola Gym Challenge, at least for now.
Can he do it?
Can he do it? Will CJ be the first and only Tot to achieve all 8 badges? Or will he be crushed by this giant Arcanine?
Please no.
Even I don't know.
Maya wouldn't like that.
No, Maya would not like that, but Maya's stat block is very much the skeleton onto which this encounter was grafted.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I told everyone else, I'm like, Jordan's going to freak out when he starts seeing some of these.
Shit.
When I come at you with the Frostveil fangs,
no,
baby.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're the only one that's seen that stat block before, and it's back.
Oh, no.
But now it's mine. It's mine. All right. All of that to say, CJ, who are you bringing? Tell the people at home who's joining you on your journey today.
Crash is coming back. He didn't get to do the last gym, but he's back for this one.
He's back.
Bang as well. We're going to see what he's got after his chaotic situation with the moon touched. We got a growl. We got, surprisingly enough, a chicky baby.
A bold move, some might say.
We have Riot. And we have Bark rounding out the team.
Yeah, because as weird as it is, grass damage will be super effective. Because as I'm learning, ice only resists itself. Only resists itself. I don't know why that's a thing. Seems dumb.
Grass damage is good now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna take and deal extra, which is gonna be scary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So, to throw out again for the folks at home, and also for Jordan, because this will be the first time that you're hearing this, any time that you're going to be doing, like, exceptional extra damage is going to be factored in. I'm probably going to neglect to mention it, just in the throes of, like, you hit him for a bunch! But just so that you are aware, a lot of the things that you're going to be doing are going to be super effective. I don't think you brought anybody that's going to be not very, so we're just going to... I don't have to be like, doesn't do as much as you'd expect. But as you know... 10 rounds of combat, or kill your opponent, whichever comes first. We have pre-rolled initiative. Go ahead and place your little peggle pogs on the field. All right. All that to say, ba-boom! Starting us off, first round of combat, Riot. You see a gigantic hound before you. One fang has been removed and replaced with pure glacial ice.
And it's not expecting that I'm going to spray venom all over
it. It's not at all. Okay. So this is round one of combat. Here we go. We're going to make a dexterity saving throw from the hound. I'm going to roll this special metal dice that my friend Alex gave me. And it got me killed in the last session that I was a player.
Hey, let's hope.
So
here's to hoping.
It did not roll above a 10.
Let's hope for that.
It's a 10 exactly.
Oh, no.
Plus 8.
Oh, no. Damn
for an 18.
It. Okay.
So it does dodge out of the way
Bastard.
Of the acid and the venom that you spray from your fangs.
Then Riot's going to move.
Okay. You want to get close?
Over there.
Okay. Very good. So Riot, as you slither away, it's Chicky Baby's turn. Chicky Baby, the air out here is frigid, but the sun is in view. You are above the clouds.
She is going to set up a solar beam.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl. All right. So, 2d4 fire damage. Start us off. As you start to, like placing a magnifying glass over an ant if you're a psychopath.
That's 6 fire damage.
6 fire damage. We're off to the races. First blood goes to Chicky Baby as that lens of heat begins to concentrate. The hound begins to snarl. Are we moving, Chicky Baby, or are we quite happy where we are? As you concentrate.
Yeah, she's just going to move over this way a little bit.
Okay. Very good. Our hound friend is going to be a smart pal, unlike the last couple times I've done this, and is going to remember to do the thing it's supposed to do right away. It's going to immediately begin projecting a aura around it. So, Mr. Riot, you're the only one in range right now, but Growl, you're like right on the edge. Riot, you're going to take 4 points of ice damage.
Okay.
And then at the start of your turn, you'll take it again, and then anything that moves within 10 feet is going to start getting harmed by the ice.
Okay. That's not good.
But that, my close good friend, is round one of the creature. Bang, you're up next.
So if Bang goes in, he gets that damage?
He will take some ice damage.
Okay.
But on account of he is also part fire, he will...
That's fine. I want him to take a small hit.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I want.
Which is why I said before we start, I go, I think if you can just roll anywhere near okay, because the way the rules work now, and have for a long time, I've just never bothered to update anything. If you still have an attack that says bludgeoning damage, you may consider that to be fighting. So
cool. Bang is gonna hype himself up and beat his chest a little bit, hit the ground, and then start running in on this thing and jump up into the air, going in for a close combat.
All right, Bang, you're going to take 4 cut down to 2. You're going to take 2 ice damage.
Cool.
But your vital spirit kicks in as you do.
Yeah, it fucking does.
And Bang just begins to glow red, and it's like, you hurt me.
Let's go, baby.
You hurt me. How dare you? I will kill you.
I'm going to...
I'll destroy you.
This is tricky. Oh man, coming in hot. I'm gonna add 2.
You're gonna add 2.
I'm gonna add 2.
Are we going? We're going for that close
just
combat.
Just the +2 to hit. So okay. I'm just gonna go in +5 to hit.
Okay.
Hopefully this goes.
It's a good scouting mission.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 5d12 fighting damage if it hits. 5d12 tripled, mind you, for the folks at home.
Okay, come on.
Potential for a lot of damage here.
Okay, that's a 15. So it's probably not gonna
15
hit.
15 misses. Probably not by as much as recent encounters would suggest.
Okay.
But Bang, you throw yourself into the air and slam your fisties into the ground and just start pounding angrily.
Wah.
But it's been a while since you've been in a fight that wasn't for your life and that didn't last hundreds of years. You're eager. You're ready.
Big time.
For a real fight.
Big time.
Okay. Bangarang is done. We have Growl. Recently... evoluted Growl.
Damn.
I'm going to throw out for you because everybody else got this hint as well. This guy is too large to be flanked.
Okay.
The counterpoint to that is he's also too large to take reactions.
Okay.
So you can move in and out if he leaves your zone. You can try to hit him.
Okay.
If you leave his, he's too big. But everybody else got that hint. So if you, that's my way of saying if you only want to take that cold damage once guaranteed, you could run in, hit him, and leave.
Okay. But that's almost exactly what Growl's going to do then.
Okay.
He's going to go in for a fire fang.
All right. Growly boy. Holy cow. You take 9, but it's cut down to 4.
Damn.
You take 4 ice damage.
All right.
That resistance coming in. I've been rolling really low.
Okay.
But that was a good roll. All right. Fire fang. Firefighter.
Be better. Ooh, yeah. That's much better.
That's very good.
That's a 24.
Yeah. Okay, so Fire Fang, here we go. Just roll doubles. And then you burn him.
3d12.
You can do it.
2. Where's the third one? There it is. Come on.
Oh, the trick. It tricked me.
It was so close.
19.
25
fire damage.
Hot dang. All right. Crossing thresholds right away. Growl, you run in, clamp your fangs down on the back of this thing's haunches, and you just dig in. Start to try to tear away some of the fur, and then that ice starts to get to you. You go, all right, it's time to cheese it.
I'm back out.
Time to back out of here real quick. That brings us to Bark. Bark, you've just seen your pal Growl run in and attack this thing full force. You've seen Bang flailing angrily and Riot just sort of slithering in that weird masochistic way that Riot does.
Bark's gonna bite his underbite lip real hard, activate his rage.
Yes,
and go flying in.
Yes.
Flailing limbs and foaming at the mouth for a play rough.
Okay. Okay.
That is a 16.
It misses, but not by much.
Okay.
You're getting closer. And then, Bark, you do take like a little bit of... You take 3 points of ice damage and gain a stack of rage.
He's gonna pop back out as
every
well.
Every round, he's gonna gain a stack of rage, so he's gonna do 2 additional damage. Oh, no. Oh, and then...
Let's go, boys.
Oh, if you move, if you stay there, he has to make a wisdom save or be afraid of you.
Oh, yeah.
If you what?
Yeah, fuck it.
It'll only work once.
Fuck it.
It's up to you.
Might as well.
Okay. Crash. You see Bark run in, and you're like... Yes, go, angry dog, go!
Go, angry dog! Can this thing be scared? Do I get that knowledge?
Or do I have to do it? I will tell you it has no crazy resistances. This thing is not an Arlecchino level threat.
Okay.
This is a big Arcanine with a ton of hit points. That will start to hit very hard soon.
All right, well, Crash is going to puff himself up then and see what it's got. Okay. Snarl at it.
Yeah.
Growl.
Yeah!
Get mean and try to scary face it.
Okay.
Just to see.
You never know. There's a chance that the die consistently rolls
and
garbage.
And if he's stunned next round, it could be real good.
It could be. Okay. What kind of save are we talking here?
Charisma.
Charisma. Okay.
And if I remember correctly, Maya's charisma was not high.
Myol's charisma is quite high. But
damn it.
That's a natural 17 on there. Oh, I'm not going to tell you the bonus.
Yeah,
I don't want to make you feel bad.
Know the bonus.
It's natural 17.
All right, cool.
Okay. So, yeah, Crash, you dig deep, and you roar as loud as you can, and the hound just roars right back, and you're like,
All right.
I understand. All you're right. You're a being of culture as well.
I figured. Just need it.
Yeah. No, that's totally fair, which brings us to the start of round 2. You're 10% of the way there. We go back to Riot. Riot, at the start of your turn, takes 7 points of ice damage.
Oof. It's getting cold in there.
7 points?
7 points.
Damn.
There's a wild amount of swing on that 2d6 right there.
Yeah, clearly. Okay. He's gonna go in for a vampiric fang.
Yeah, baby!
Try to bite this guy.
Yes, get him.
Let's see what he can do.
Okay. Vampire. Come on, Riot. Come on, Riot.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, no, it's like a 13.
13, that is no good. All right, you try to pierce the hide on this thing, and you go in for the legs, and your fangs just don't quite get through the thick fur. And you're like...
Yeah, he'll pull back.
Okay. Very good. Chicky baby, it's time to unleash.
Yeah.
You also,
if you're missing hit points, you would regain them.
But just so that's in your brain.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Solar beam. So go ahead and roll your attack.
Come on,
you
girl.
You can do it.
Come on, girl.
Yeah. Come on.
17?
You're so
damn
close.
Okay, so it's probably like 18.
It is. It's 18.
All right.
It's 18. I'll just let you know. It'll make it easier for math and stuff.
Okay. Cool.
As the solar beam just carves into the top of this mountain, the hound kind of just leaps back. Turns to face probably the 3 that have, like, actually heard it or tried to. And it's gonna roar towards Crash. So Bark, Crash, and Bang. I need constitution saves from the 3. Do it, I believe in you.
Oh, god damn it. Oh. Not good numbers. Not good numbers at all.
Not good numbers?
Crash is a 6.
Oh.
Bang is a 7.
Oh.
Bark doesn't care. And is a 13. But is probably still scared by that.
So it's... I buried the lead. Because as it roars, anybody who got below a 16 There is a massive cone of ice that shoots out and coats over the lot of yous. Anybody who got less than 16, you're going to take 20 points of ice damage.
Oh, shit.
20 points of ice damage to you.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah. It's big bad.
Okay, does Bang resist any of that?
Bang will resist it because of his fire inclinations for the moment.
So what does that mean?
So you're going to take 10.
Okay.
If you had succeeded, you would have taken 5.
Holy crap.
So,
crash, do better. Man. Come on, dude.
And then let's see. Okay. And then I will also throw out for you that ability is on a recharge. Okay. It's not going to happen every round. He did not get it back.
Okay.
Because you can see, like, the fangs begin to glow this icy blue.
Good, good, good.
And they expel all that energy, and it doesn't seem to come back for the moment. Okay. As your squad's like, oh, no.
Dad. I'm cold.
But that's the hound. Bangarang. Bang, you are out of the radius of taking ice damage guaranteed. But I think you do have to go back in.
Yeah.
So you're going to probably take it.
Yeah, he does. He's going to kick off the ground, go high up in the air, and come down on this thing from Mega Kick.
Oh, heck yeah, buddy. Are you going for it?
He's going to hit this time, right? He's going to hit this time, right?
I don't know. Time, right? If you add a D8, you get a minus one to hit. So just... Bang is such a casino. The highs.
I'm just gonna go straight.
Just a straight roll?
Just a straight roll.
Straight roll, okay. You just gotta hit him.
Because I already get an extra die.
Yeah.
Another one on top of
you
that.
You just have to see.
I just have
to see a 12.
I gotta see him get hit so I know it's possible.
You just gotta see a 12 on the die.
Hey!
Look at that!
I should have done it. Damn it!
You should have. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But we got some good fighting fire damage coming in here.
Yes.
So
all of your damage is going to be tripled right now.
Sick.
Because Bang is a fighting boy.
Here we go. Big numbers. Not big numbers. Well, you know, it's not that bad.
When you're tripling, 14. It, everything counts. So 14 on the dice.
Yes.
So 28.
32.
42? 42? 42? 42. Holy cow. All right, Bang. You see your moment, and you're like, I've fought metal monsters about your size. And you kick off into the air, and the wrappings around your hands and legs kind of like start to spark up in fire. You land on top of this thing and just start pummeling it into the ground from the top. And it's just roaring, but you're like, ah!
I'll roar too!
Bang's trying to go 2.7 seconds. On a large cat.
On a large cat.
Yeah. Bang, are we staying where we are? And by that, I mean on the back of this thing for flavor. Because you do have 4 incoming ice damage.
Can't flank it, right?
Correct.
Even if I'm on top of it.
Yes. It is simply too large.
Are there going to be negative effects to staying on top of it?
Not really. For what it's worth, you'd be out of range if the breath were to come back, but anything else, we don't know. No one's ever tried.
He'll stay there then.
He's
going to hold on.
Get Bang a cowboy hat.
Literally.
Yeehaw.
All right. Yeehaw,
all right,
Bang.
Growl. You've yeed your last haul, sir. Growly boy.
Growl is going to... Half damage on fire would be normal damage, right?
So,
or no.
Fire's going to do straight damage.
Okay, that's right. That's right. You said that because of rock. All right, he'll run in for a fire fang because... no, he won't. He's going to do a flamethrower. I'm going to see where it goes.
Okay. So we got to make a dex save here.
Do a dex save. Roll a 2 or a 1. Yeah, goddamn.
Natural 20.
It is
half damage on a success, but on a critical success, it's going to take a quarter, but it's guaranteed. So it's 3d6 divided by 4, but, you know, it's something.
It's going to be big numbers.
We want to see big numbers, come on.
Nope. 9, 10, 11.
11. Quarter of 11, we'll call it 3. That's close enough. All right. Growl, you let out a tremendous flamethrower that the hound is able to completely avoid for the most part and lands in the tail end of taking just a glancing blow. And you're like, come on, man, that's what I got.
Hot, hot feet. Bark.
I'm so annoyed at this dice, by the way. Because seriously, for like 3 hours, couldn't roll above a 5. Now it's like crit, crit, 17.
Some bullshit.
I hate this dice.
Bark, 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 bark.
But thank you, Alex. All the same. Come on, Barky Bark. Yo, Barky
did you,
Bark!
Did you do the wisdom save for him? To be afraid of Bark? I don't remember if we did that.
No. No, 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 I didn't. Okay, hold on. So you might be able to regain approximately 20 hit points. I'm going to roll a different die. I'm going to roll this red one. Hold on. Hold on. It's a 7 on the die. Hold on. And it's a wisdom save?
Yeah. What's his wisdom, though?
He gets an 11 total.
Oh, I got him.
You got him?
I got him.
Take your hit points back.
It says 12.
Take your hit points back. Okay.
What do I have to do?
Crash heals 20.
Okay.
Bark heals 20. Bang heals 10. Roll it back. Dial it back. I forgot. The hound is afraid of Bark. Bark, for the first time, enters a gym situation. Lands the fear, and it's like, notice me! And it worked.
You will notice me.
Okay, so that actually, dude, okay. No, good call, but we gotta change some roles.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid of you. Bang, you hit, no change. Growl, you hit, no change. Bark, you have advantage on your attack.
Lovely.
Because he's technically considered flinched. Okay. Slash stunned.
He's gonna go in for a play rough then.
All right. Holy cow! He's done it.
Come on.
Oi, crit! Bark! Oh my god!
Didn't even need the advantage. He's ready to go.
Ever since you called him a weak boy,
he has turned things around.
He did self surgery and removed the weakness gene.
He seriously did.
And he spliced in courage.
All right. That's 3d6 fairy damage.
3d6 fairy damage. You're gonna double it.
But does that
because you crit?
Does it matter with the rages?
Yeah, you're gonna add that damage and you're gonna double that too. So you're at I think 3 stacks at least. And you're about to take 2d6 more, so actually, hold on. You're going to take 6 more ice damage and get another stack of rage. Because that stays up regardless, but oh my god.
Wow.
Bark.
Wow, that was big.
That was
big.
Yeah. Okay.
Got him scurred.
Yeah. How'd you roll?
Hit him good.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I got to do it. I got to do it. Okay, so is it 4d6 or 3d6?
What does it say?
It doesn't say anything on play rough, but like does rage add
so
stuff
rage,
to all things?
Rage adds just 2 damage. Oh, on all bite attacks.
Okay, so it's
I'll
nothing.
Let you
it's
change
just
your mind if you want to do bite instead. Because you would be at 4d8 dark damage plus 8 if you want to do that. I'll let you change your mind.
Okay.
It's not too late.
Then yeah.
Because it's been a hot minute since.
Yeah.
Okay. So roll 48 plus 8, and then double it.
48.
Yeah.
Plus 8.
I'll allow it.
All right. There, let me.
It's good. It's good rage.
It's good.
We reward the lesser seen mons. We encourage them to emerge.
Okay. We got 1 8.
Okay. That's
okay,
huge.
So 8. 9, 10, 11, plus 5 is 16. 16 on the die.
16 on the die. And then you're going to add 8 for your stacks of rage, which is 24. And then you're going to double it for 48.
Woohoo!
So Bark coming out big. Bark in a single strike crosses you past the first threshold. You're in the triple digit damage dealt. Bark almost did over a third of the damage that everyone else has done in the prior round. As he just runs in and clamps his teeth down and just sinks, like, right into the jowls of this thing. And he's just biting onto, like, the upper lip. And it's, like, terrified of you. It's flailing around trying to get you off, and you're just.
He is gonna stay right there.
Okay. Crash? Not of the Bandicoot variety. What are we doing? How do you follow that up?
We're going back to our tried and true Aquafang.
Aquafang.
We're gonna get our guy.
Okay. This will do double, because as I've been told, ice doesn't resist water for no discernible reason.
He's going to be...
water does resist ice, so Crash, you're only going to take 3 points of ice damage when all is said and done.
Cool. We get that before I roll this.
The fear.
All right, here we go.
The fear.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
Nope.
Nothing?
It's a 14 total.
Oh, buddy. All right.
He's not with it right now.
He's still afeared until the start of his next turn.
So what
does
that
mean? So you get advantage.
Okay.
Fear's come big, on. Man. Fear's
come
big.
On,
come on.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. It's a 19 on the die.
There you go.
Making that a 26 total.
26 total. Holy cow.
Boom. Come on, buddy. 4d8. Here we go.
God, Bark. Yeah. Bark is coming in clutch for you.
All right. So 12, 13, 14, 15 water.
Okay. 15. So we double that to 30. There you go. All right. Yet again, making bold strokes. Crash, you see Bark and you're like, that looks like fun. I want to join. And you jump in and you bite like the front shoulder. And you guys are just clamped on. And this Arcanine is terrified of about a 8-inch tall pink dog.
He's getting him.
Who is just chewing on his upper lip.
It's that,
like, let me go.
It's that big dog reaction to a small dog being like,
he's just like, what the, whoa.
He's like, get away, dude. Get away. All right. Thus concludes round two, bringing us to Riot. You're doing great, man. You're doing great. Keep it up. Riot, you're up. I will say you still have advantage. Riot and Chicky Baby will have advantage on their attacks this round. Once the hound hits his turn, he's no longer afraid.
We got to go for Vampiric Fang, so okay. Riot's going to stay kind of behind him, just watching his face and going wherever he can't see him.
Okay. 6 points of ice damage.
Damn.
But you're going to heal if you hit, so you got this. Just crit and then go back to full. That'd be cool.
Okay, so
that'd be huge.
Is 17 now.
That would be
all right.
Tremendous.
Come on, Riot. Come on, Riot.
That would be the big good.
Oh, that went on a journey.
That really did.
That's not going to do it because that's
won't
only,
do it. You got advantage.
16.
Got advantage because he's afraid.
No, not better.
Even worse.
Damn, come on, Riot. Get together,
all right.
Man.
You try to join the bike club and it just doesn't quite come together for you. Riot, it's been a long time since you've like tried to subdue prey. Usually you've just been kind of vegging out, eating already dead or dying things.
Easy kills.
And it's coming back to haunt you.
Come on, man.
But Chicky Baby.
She'll just stay where she is and fire up another solar beam.
Okay.
Here come those 2d4 fires. That's 4 fires.
4 fires. Okay. We're looking good. We're looking good. We're looking strong. The hound shakes off the fear, sees the two boys in front of it, and will now subsequently go for the breath weapon that it couldn't have used last round. So, con saves from the two lads up front. It's only going to hit the two of them because everybody else is out of range.
Should we do the fear now because Bark is still there?
No, because once it's...
Is it just one time?
Yeah, it works one time, once every 24 hours, a.k.a. once a battle. That was my old way of writing, like, once per battle. All hostile targets. Oh, no, once
it
they
once
succeed.
It succeeds, right? So
okay,
we,
okay,
we
hold
do
on.
Have another
yes,
chance.
We're good,
we
we're good,
okay.
We're good.
That's what I thought, but I was like, you're in charge.
No, you're good, you're good. Always, I encourage you guys, correct me on your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a 7 against an 11! he starts to charge this breath,
let's go, Mark.
And then just can't do it.
Yeah, let's go, Mark.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my
while
God.
He's frightened, he's got... He has disadvantage on attack rolls while he can see you.
Let's go.
So what I'm gonna do?
Right there.
I'm gonna avoid the DM loophole of saying that he could technically still do the breath. However, I'm gonna say that he's gonna attempt to bite you at disadvantage because you're
Let's
on top of his
go.
Face.
Let's go.
And I'm gonna say, consequences be danged, I'm gonna say that he's not thinking clearly because he's afraid of you. So he's not going to go for a big AoE thing. He's going to try to get you off his face because he's scared.
That checks out. That checks out. The logic is sound.
That's a really good roll, but he's got disadvantage.
It's okay.
That is also pretty good.
It's okay.
The lower is a 25 to hit.
Oh, okay. How much damage?
He's not going to move 10 feet before hitting you, so he's not going to knock you down and then try to break your neck.
That's good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So we need 1, 2, 3, 4d8 of the ice variety.
Oof.
It's low.
Good.
Dice are reflecting narrative. 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 ice damage on 4d8. That's not bad. So he does manage to kind of like fling you off, Bark, and you land on the ground, and you come charging up, and it just catches you in its jaws. But there's not malice in the eyes, it's fear. The pupils are dilated, and you're like, you get another stack of rage.
He's not scared.
He's still frightened. So you know what? Okay, so I don't forget. Take one of these bad boys. I think there's a frightened ring, but I can't see it right now.
We're just going to put that right
there. Yeah, so just go ahead and pop that on him so that we remember that he's got to make the save every time.
Boy!
So that brings us to Bang. Bang, you're watching Bark put on, like, the greatest performance of his life.
It's a goddamn clinic.
Yeah. He's like, this is how you kill something exponentially larger than you.
Bang is going to... Does he take damage from the ice aura because he's on top of him?
He will take damage from the ice aura because you are within 10 feet of him. It's 9, but it's cut down to 4.
Okay. All right.
You take a little bit.
Alright.
Just a little smidgen. Dude, the fear is so good.
Since he's on there, he's just gonna try to hold on and go for some nice karate chops.
Okay. You've got advantage because of the fear.
Let's see if we can get a crit here. That'd be sick.
You could. You crit a 18 to 20.
Okay, so there's a 17.
Oh, come on. Just roll 11 or higher then.
No.
No, Bang! Get it together! Bang chokes so bad sometimes. Bang is like all miss or all crit. It's all or nothing.
Pretty accurate.
As you start karate chopping the back, you're noticing the fur on its back is extra thick, and you just can't find good purchase on bones. You're trying left, right, and center, and it's just nothing's working. Are you staying on his back? Happy up there?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Growl. It's back to you. You're seeing your little pal Bark. And he's going nuts. You're seeing Riot, who just really, the fangs are not long enough to get through the fur, or something's going on over there. Who knows what Riot's up to?
Okay. He's, I'll do that next time. We'll just run in for another fire fang.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When you approach, you take 7, cut down to 3.
Okay.
In this non-Euclidean universe. Where math is weird.
All right, come on, man.
Go for that fire fang.
Hump.
Sorry, you got it. Come on.
That's an 18.
That hits exactly. Let's go. Okay, 3d12. If you roll doubles, he's
come
burned.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, pal. Go big.
3d12.
We've never seen Big Growl burn someone.
8! Ooh!
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so we gotta go over here. That's 21 fire damage. And go ahead and put one of these on there.
Let's go!
So remind me, at the start of this thing's turns, takes a d6 fire damage. It has to make a wisdom save.
Ooh.
And it literally has to roll an 8. It's rolled 2 7s in a row.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love it.
Growl, you run in, like flames just oozing out of your jowls, and you just bite down on this guy. We love to see it.
I love it.
We jump to Bork.
The Borky
Bork
boy.
From Spork.
The Borky boy.
Bork from Spork, you take 6 points of ice damage.
Oof.
Gain another stack of rage. You're up to 6 stacks of rage. You're going to be really tired after this fight.
Yeah, for real.
But that's a problem for future you. And you'll be sleeping, so it won't matter.
Yeah, he's going to sleep. He'll be fine. he'll go for another bite. I mean, it's working. So might as well.
Okay.
Oh, dude, come on.
Yeah. Also, you're lucky because rules is written. You're only going to gain 1 point of exhaustion as long as you stay raging.
Yep.
So go for that bite. Come on, buddy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's a 1.
You still have advantage until the start of the 6th turn when he's not afraid of you.
Come on.
Ooh, it's a 19! Because Bark's got advantage against targets that he has frightened.
So is that 5, the 8, or 4?
You have 6 stacks of rage. It's 7 extra dice.
Holy shit.
7 dice total.
Holy shit.
Plus 16.
Holy shit.
No, wait. Sorry.
He's a fucking...
Plus 12. So it's... This is so much math. 7d8 plus 12 to this guy in dark damage. Which is unresisted. It's just coming in. 7d8. Do you need some d8s?
I need exactly one.
Here.
Because I'm missing Growl's d8.
That's
somehow.
Not good.
Oh, no, there it is. I found it.
Okay.
So I'll give that one back to you.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I've got three piles of dice over here. They're everywhere. Come on.
Okay, here we go.
Bark! So it's this plus 12.
Holy crap. Okay. All right. Let's do this. That's 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 on the die.
21 on the die plus 12. 21, 12. The Rush album. 21 plus 12, 33. Bark once again, crossing you over an extra threshold. You've dealt over 200 damage in the third round of combat. And Bark has done about a third of that in
He's
two hits.
Fucking killing it right
Bark,
now.
Bark, so enraged.
So happy with that choice.
Just completely crimson red.
Unbelievable.
And it's just frothing at the mouth. Just
And he is again going to stay there and try to keep his domination on top of this thing.
I'm blown away. I love Bark right now.
This is unbelievable.
Crash, you are being upstaged by an 8-inch tall, now blood red dog.
Hugely.
And there's like roils of thunder overhead as Bark is so angry that the just natural mountainside seems to be it like infused with his emotion.
Wow.
Come on, buddy.
All right, he's just going to go in for an Aqua Fang. He's going to hit one of these.
You got it. You got all advantage right, until this thing's turned. So come on.
There it is. That's a 19 on the die.
Come on. Crit him.
No.
Okay.
But
it's still going to do double. It's still going to do double.
4d8.
If we're not counting double damage, Bark has done more than the rest of the team combined.
Oh, yeah.
But in two hits.
That was pretty good. 14, 15, 16, 19 water coming in.
Okay, 19. There we go. All right, Crash, not to be upstaged. You see Bark turning blood red and thunder starts to roil overhead. You're like, I'm the one with the magic powers. And you run in and you bite onto this thing right next to him. And you guys are just locked eyes. Just complete primal, like all white iris, and you're like, I'm terrified of you. As you're both just tearing at this thing.
Dear God.
Are we staying in there, Crash?
We've
got a little bit of damage coming in. Yeah. By a little, I mean three.
Bring it in.
Okay.
Bring it in.
We're gonna jump to Riot as we enter the fourth round of combat.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys.
Riot, you're gonna take eight. Eight ice damage.
Wow,
you
right.
Gotta land a hit, man.
He's getting wrecked with these.
He is. You just have to hit him.
Okay, 25.
Actually, you need him to hit you.
Yeah,
with
for
an
real.
Actual attack.
For real. That's why he just keeps staying in there, but it's not happening.
But he's afraid. He's afraid, so he's got nothing to do. For anybody wondering why Bark's fear is like super OP, it's because the saving throw is 12.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I know somebody's going to try to tell me, like, fear doesn't give you advantage. Bark's fear gives you advantage.
It's
a DC 12.
It's, he's going to go for a Vampiric Fang.
Okay.
Try to regain some of this damage. There's an 11. There it is. That's
okay,
an 18.
Okay, so you've hit. Come on, buddy.
Okay, it's higher, but still hits.
Very
okay.
good.
Okay.
So 2d8
dark,
1d6
poison.
You're going to regain that d6 as hit points.
Cool. All right.
Come on.
Here's the dark. That's 9 dark.
9 dark.
And then here's the poison. It's a 6, baby!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Okay. It is my distinct pleasure to inform you, you are nearly halfway there.
Let's go!
As you sink your fangs in, and finally, you feel that sweet, warm feeling that is blood of another living creature. And you just...
It tastes so good.
Yeah, you just like... You drink deep the blood of the ancients, and you're like, yes, I feel invigorated. Are you staying there? Happy where you are, I should say.
I mean, AoE's going to be able to hit him if he backs off. But I'm going to back off a little bit.
Okay.
And try my hand at a
take your blood
poison
and go.
Spray last
Woo!
Time.
Okay.
Okay.
We go to Chicky Baby, the last one to have advantage before we roll again and see if we can roll above a 7.
Solar Beam!
Yeet!
That's a crit.
Oh my god! Okay, so this is gonna be... This is gonna be insane, by the way.
What the
so,
fuck?
So, go roll your damage. Because when you're super effective and you crit, it's different than doing four times damage on it.
Okay.
So, super effective crit.
Holy shit.
That's three fives and a six? So 21
okay,
already.
That's just the first
that's
four.
That's the
dice.
First four.
21
We're
plus.
Halfway through the damage right there. Oh, okay.
Holy moly. Okay.
Okay, so 27, 33. Okay. So 33 damage. It's a crit. 66. Cool. He's weak to grass. 132. 132 points of grass damage. So, chicken baby.
Christ.
You managed to take the team from almost halfway to two-thirds of the way there in a single strike.
Let's go, girl! That's why you're here!
You see Bark in there, trying his hardest. The creature's freaking out. Bang is riding it like a bucking bronco, seemingly just having fun. Because every time he goes to karate chop, it looks like he's just like going, yeah, yeah! Riot's kind of like reinvigorating, recuperating a little bit. Crashes in there screaming, and you just go, target acquired. As you burn a hole through the cloud cover above.
Let's go, girl.
Just roasting into this thing. There's a tremendous roar of pain. So that was a good crit.
Booyah.
So that was a good crit.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll your d6 from the burn as we jump to the hound's turn.
All right.
Because he's going to take burn damage regardless of what happens.
Three.
Okay. You're closing in, man. So, wisdom save.
Let's go.
I'm going to roll the same die.
Let's
if it's
go.
A seven
let's
again,
go.
This is a
let's
lucky day.
Go.
A natural one!
Bark is not fair. Bark's not fair when you can't make a wisdom save. Bark is not fair. it's official.
This guy, this is like...
Holy
this
crap.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Holy crap.
He sees Bark again, and Bark is just angrier than ever. Okay, so here's what's gonna happen. Here's what's gonna happen. Because you're doing great. I think you can take one time.
Oh, you gotta do it.
So
I mean, there are like four dudes
he's
on
got,
you.
He's
you
got disadvantage.
Gotta do it. You gotta do it at this point.
Yeah, he's got disadvantage against every one of these attacks because he can see Bark.
Come on, boys.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. Each of these, I'm just gonna roll both at the same time. I'm gonna start with Riot. 26.
Yeah.
Then Bang. 18.
Yeah, I think that hits. Yeah, it does.
Okay. And then Growl's over there somewhere. 14.
No.
Okay, so whatever happens now, you miss Growl. Bark. 19.
Oof.
Dang it.
Oof.
Crash. 21.
Yeah.
And Chicky Baby's out of range.
Sweet.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Sweet.
So everybody but Growl and Chicky Baby incoming is a little bit of ice. So here's what happens. That's a lot. Riot, you take the maximum of 16 ice damage.
Okay.
And you gain a vulnerability to ice damage.
Oof.
And rock damage.
Oof. That's not good.
No. Moving on, we gotta roll for Bang. Bang takes a lot less. Bang takes 7 cut down to 3. And you lose your resistance to ice and rock.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's
so
not good
the way
at
it'll
all.
Work is if you are resistant, you become neutral. If you're neutral, you become weak.
Okay.
So that's 3 points to Bang, and then those vulnerabilities or the resistances start to fade from you.
That sucks.
Yeah. Missed Growl for Bark. 6. 6 ice damage.
Okay.
You become vulnerable to ice and rock, which does account for the aura, which is going to be bad. And then Crash, Bandicoot, you take 8 cut down to 4, and then subsequently, you lose your resistance to ice and rock.
Okay.
The water stone on your back does little to save you from this. Okay. But that's that. That is the mountain's fury. As the hound,
oof,
in a fit of sheer terror, at this tiny dog just roars for aid, and the mountain itself seems to be just collapsing upon you. As snowfall begins to kind of whip up in the area, and it's just getting very difficult to see where you're headed. He's gonna... he can't willingly move closer to Bark. So he's just like, ah!
Let's go!
But I'm gonna say, because for flavor, you're biting onto his jowls still. He's not gonna move. Bangarang, you're on the back. You're gonna take a little bit of cold this time. It's 5 cold damage.
Okay.
No longer reducted.
Okay.
It's just 5.
That's all right.
But honestly, at the rate you're going, this guy's gonna be dead in 8 seconds. So just, you know, hit him.
Let's go, dude. Okay.
We're round 4,
no,
by the way.
No.
I just saw Bang's hit points go to -46.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Should be like, 18. I accidentally put 118.
Yeah. Watching Bang, I'm like, I don't think I killed him.
That is not correct.
He was
my
in
bad.
The 50s. I looked down, I'm like, why is he at -60? Like, what the heck?
Okay.
Bang's just can't do it anymore. He had a heart attack.
All this riding, man.
You got a concussion. He's out.
Frick it. I get 2 rolls at it. I'm just going to go for another karate chop.
Go for it, buddy. Yeah, because some stuff's kicking in for you now, I think. Come on.
Oof.
Come on,
dude.
Come on.
Come on. We
roll.
Need one. We need
roll
one.
Roll for
we
once.
We need one. No.
How'd you do?
That is an... It's a dirty 20.
That hits.
It hits.
Yeah.
But it's not a crit. I wanted a crit. Okay.
But all
that's
you gotta
all right.
do is.
I don't need to be. I don't
you're
need
doing. Because you're doing
I'm
triple
doing great.
Damage.
I'm doing great.
And an extra die, so.
I don't need to be greedy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Extra
yeah, don't
die.
Forget those. I'm here to help.
Okay, 4. D8. That's not a great roll. What is okay. that? That's 11,
triple.
12, 13.
13. Okay. Okay. You're getting there, man. You're getting there. Bang, you finally, in the sort of, like, terror throes that this creature's in, you just dig deep and double karate chop, like, the back of the shoulder blades, and it just goes, as you're like,
how about a nice massage?
You carry a lot of tension behind your haunches. Allow me to break them.
Growl. Oh, also... I think, no, Bang took his damage. He's fine. Growl, you will take 3, because you did not get hit, so you do not take the full. You take 3.
Nice.
3 points of ice. As it coalesces on the outside of you, you're like, I think someone left a window open. And other witty quips of action heroes and such. You're closing in, man. Closing in. It's looking good. That chicky baby crit for almost 200 damage is looking really good right now.
Yeah, he's gonna go for a fire fang.
The crit on solar beam when it's weak
yeah,
to you
that
is
was
insane.
Ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
If this thing was 4 times weak to you, you would have done more damage than anything has ever dealt. Right now, I'd have to go check the tapes with Nupster in the Fola Gym, but that might be up there.
That is a 18 on the die.
That hits.
Let's go.
Come on, buddy. Let's go.
Let's burn his ass again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is. Oh, you know what? I'll allow it if you can do it.
Give me that one.
If you do
it,
I'll let you
double burn.
If you do that, we'll tick the die up to a D8. I'll just say you can get a worse burn. There's no rules for that. I don't know. That's an 11 over here.
That's not bad. 11 plus 4, so 15.
15. We take those. Because you're closing in.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it. Any
growl,
damage is damage.
You clamp those jaws down. You pour more fire out of your mouth. And the hound is like, who is this boy coming in here with all this power? And you're like,
I'm CJ. It's me.
Hey, man.
It's me.
Okay. So that's Growl. Are you happy where you are? Do you want to move at all? Stay where you're chilling? Big chilling?
I mean, he's going to take the damage if he runs back in, but if he does like a... Yeah, he'll back up a little bit.
Okay. You're like, wait a minute there. Okay, so you back it on out of there, Bark. You're at... So you're at 7 stacks of rage. So you're doing 8d8 plus 14 on a hit?
Just don't kill him right now. That's all I ask. Do I take damage, right?
Yeah.
Just don't kill him right now.
So you are vulnerable to it.
Just don't kill him.
It's... 10 double to 20.
Oh, he's done. He's no! out. Bark's out.
Bark, as you're...
Damn.
You're literally vibrating with rage, preparing for the death of this thing before you, and you're immediately frozen solid.
Damn. You did so good, buddy. Did so good.
They finally quelled his rage. As the thunderclouds overhead start to fade away, that red aura around you dissipates within the ice, as you're then just kind of gently manipulated over to CJ, fully frozen solid.
You
just...
did so good, buddy. It's okay. No. It's okay.
Oh, Bark, no.
Oh, man, that would have been so sick.
He did phenomenally well.
He did so good. That was incredible.
But as they say in that one Queen song, the show must go on.
Indeed, it shall.
So we go to Crash. Crash, at the start of your turn, you take 7 points of ice.
All right.
It's so hard to remember like who's immune and resistant and whatever. Well done, Bark, though. Well done.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
I think Bark's earned a couple extra hit points after that. We'll deal with it. What a guy.
Crash will run in for an Aqua Fang.
Yeah, get him.
I don't have advantage anymore because he's gone, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, so the fear will drop because the source of his fear is no longer within 5 feet.
Okay.
Boop.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh.
Not going to do it. It was a 16 and rolled back to a 3.
Well, a 16 would have been great.
Yes, it would have.
But a 3 is not so good.
Not so good.
Okay. Crash, are you staying where you are?
No, he'll move. Now that he saw that Bark is down and Bark was the main reason that was happening, he'll kind of circle around.
Okay. You're like, no! As you run away, so concludes the fourth round of combat. We enter round 5, starting with Riot, who is out of range.
He is out of
range. So he does not freeze immediately.
Just hasn't. Because the thing that he did wasn't, like, a physical attack, right? So it wouldn't have done anything, right?
Yeah, it was like a...
It was like a...
Yeah, it was like the... Like a, I was,
like
a, I was
like snow ice rumble. I was like, oh, cool, thank you, rumble.
Yes, it's a little ranged move. If he had, like, if he ran and, like, bite tackled you, absolutely, you'd get 2 points out of that, but...
He'll fire off a parapsychic venom, because why not?
Okay, so we've got to make another
dex
save.
Just be one. Just
he's got to roll. I'm going to roll the red die again. He has to roll lower. He has to roll a 5 or below.
Okay.
So you got a 25% chance.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that.
Ain't too proud.
Hello. Nope.
So he's pretty able. Now that Bark's gone, his mental faculties have returned.
Yeah.
And he just goes and slides out of the way and Crash. You even like kind of skirt back. You're like, I don't want to get poisoned.
Yeah, seeing as that didn't work, he'll...
Okay.
Right, it's going to back off a little bit and be like, okay, I don't want to get hit by this thing again.
Totally fair. Chicky baby. Still riding the high, feeling great.
She's going to continue with it,
completely
too.
Untouched.
She's going to fire it back up.
Okay.
She's going to go.
I mean, you might as well. If it ain't broke, break it.
Boom.
I've always said that.
Let's go. 2d4. Give me that one. Boom. That's 4 fire damage.
Good stuff, CB. Okay, we love to see it. That magnifying lens starts up again, and you see the look of fear return to the eyes as it's like, oh no.
Yeah, dude.
Not you. The hound. The hound knows what's best for it. It is going to run a dive tackle, Chicky Baby.
Bring it on.
Because it's like, no. No, not again.
She's going to put up her spiky shield.
Okay.
Spiky shield.
Yeah. Chicky baby continuing the tendency. I don't think anybody else was within 5 feet to get an attack.
Just bang, because he's on his back. Does that count?
I'll say bang, I'll give you the option. If you go with it, then no. If you stay where he was, I'll let you kind of get like one parting shot in. Up to you.
It's not far.
You going for it?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Okay.
Do like a nice little thing on the back. Should I get rid of this? Because
he's
not scared.
Yeah, we can get rid of that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll... What do I just do one of my attacks, or is it just like a straight...
No, you do one of your attacks.
Okay.
Anything that hits one time, but all of Bank stuff hits one time.
Cool. I'll just go for a karate chop on the way out.
Okay. So go ahead and roll. We'll do your attack first, because it might matter. Bang is bang.
Oh, so close. It's going to hit.
Okay.
Because that was a 16 on the die. Come on. Oh, I don't get to roll it again. What am I doing?
You're being ambitious.
You goof.
You're being a goof.
But I hit.
Okay, so you hit, so go ahead and roll me some damage.
4d8 coming in.
4d8 tripled. Come on, Bang. I'm playing your theme song. Let's go, boys.
That was pretty good.
Come on.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 total.
16 tripled. 1, 2, 3. You are closing in, my dude. Bang, as you land, karate chop this thing in the leg, and its knee kind of buckles as it's tackling towards Chicky Baby. There's a 24 to hit you. I think that's gonna do it. I think that it's.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
But I can take 2d6
less. You're gonna reduce it by 2d6, which is good, because I'm gonna let Spiky Shield count on both of these hits, because this is a two-part attack. If the first one hits, it's gonna attempt the second one. Oh, God! That's 3 8s and a 5 on 48.
Holy shit.
8, 16, 24, 29.
Oh, my God.
Doubled would be 58. So
holy
roll your
shit.
Because it's ice damage.
Holy shit.
So 58 reduced by 2d6.
Come on.
That
go is big. Huge.
Yeah.
That's a 6 and a 5
so
right
you
there.
Take 47.
Okay.
And he's going to take 11 for the privilege of striking you. Which, you know, is not an insignificant number.
No, that was huge.
And since he hit you,
he's going again.
He's gonna do the thing that Maya could do.
Holy crap!
He's gonna knock you prone.
Oh shit!
And attempt a bite attack on you on the ground.
Oh shit!
He's got advantage on this one, but it doesn't do ice damage. Oh, a natural one is salvaged for an 18 to hit you.
Wow.
But you do. He's gonna do 2d8. Just damage. Unaligned, but it's still going to be reduced by 11.
Okay. I don't have to
unless you want to gamble and try to get 12.
No, hell no. Hell no.
It would be 9. It's reduced to 0. So
hell
he takes
yeah.
11 damage for biting you again.
Let's go. That was big.
You're closing in, dude.
That was huge.
Yeah. So as it runs towards you, Chicky Baby.
Fire this fucking solar beam through his head.
As it knocks you prone, this is not concentration or anything, so the solar beam is still charging up above.
Boy.
You're seeing the clouds up above you, Chicky Baby, and you're hanging in there. As you took a massive hit, you have been dealt and dealt so much damage this fight. As it runs towards you, leaps on top, knocks you down. We jump to Bang. Bang, this thing just kind of left you behind, but...
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
You got a hit out of the way out.
I'm going to mess you up.
Probably.
He's gonna run in monkey style and come in for like a close combat on this thing's back legs.
Okay.
Try to take him down.
Got a smidgen of damage coming at you. Big strong 7.
Okay.
That 7 ice.
That is solid. 25 total so far. Okay. I'll add. Fuck it.
You going big?
Yeah, I'm going big.
Yeah, you might as well.
I'm gonna add 3.
Okay, we're adding 3. For anybody at home, Bang is just a casino.
Okay.
It's give and take.
Come on, dude.
Every number wagered is a number lost on a miss.
Oh!
That was so close to greatness.
Yeah, no, not gonna do
it. Okay. You run in, and you do the Hot Rod Ultimate Punch. Ultimate Punch! And you just hit like the thick, fatty fur exterior of the back legs.
Just letting him know I'm there.
Bang! Come on,
hey, man.
Man.
I'll help you out.
Bang, I think you've hit twice for like so much
in
5 rounds.
Yeah, they're big hits, but...
All right, Growl. You see Chicky Baby in danger.
No!
Team Mom is being swarmed by one massive creature. All right. Run in, we're going to take a little bit, but yours is still reduced.
It's going to be okay.
It's 10 down to 5. Come on, buddy.
He's gonna go. Fire damage is doubled, right?
Fire damage is normal.
Okay, so then he's gonna go for a crunch.
Okay,
because I could flinch him.
You could flinch, which would be big, because flinch works in a couple different ways.
Come on, buddy. Let's see what you got.
Come on. Oh, wow. Oh, a natty
one? Wow.
A natty one this close to the finish line?
Ouch.
Growl, as you're running in, a little bit of ice manifests below your feet, and you kind of stumble, and you just clamp those jaws like inches away from the leg. Brings us to Crash, as Bark is in memoriam.
Crash, come on, buddy. The entire team is not doing well. He's going to... No.
Bark was the glue. Bark was the glue.
He really was for this fight. They're feeling his absence.
I'm so sad that he's down. I needed him to live.
Is it I don't know what the rules on D&D are of like knocking over a creature that's bigger than you. Could I still knock this thing prone?
It's really hard. But Crash is a large creature and this thing is huge, so it's technically possible. He's only one size bigger than you. But
it's not that size big of a like payoff exponential. Otherwise. I might as well try it.
Okay.
So he's gonna do an aqua jet and fire into this thing.
Okay.
Hopefully the three boys hitting this thing's back legs will have some sort of effect.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Okay.
Come big, on. Big, come big. On. Oh my god, he crit failed too.
You're
these guys are choking right now. They're so sad that Bark is gone. They're so sad.
Like, this guy's been bloodied for a while, I forgot to say it, but he's considered mortally wounded. He has less than a quarter of his hit points left.
Come on, guys.
There's blood
in
the water.
One big hit. Come on.
And the sharks keep tripping on their way in.
Oh, no.
Okay. Ending.
Oh, shit.
Crash, did you already take ice damage? I think you did. I'm going to say you did.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's 8 ice damage to Crash.
You got
to
do it.
You deserve it because you missed.
Yeah, you got to do it.
That ends round 5. Going into round 6, Riot, the world has kind of left you behind, pal.
I got to just try to kill this thing. Yeah, Riot's going to be completely fine with that, seeing as he took a hit that almost ended him.
Sure, yeah.
Most of his hit points.
I'm watching the whole team just...
Yeah, he's just going to be like, that thing can't be hit right now. It can't be hit right now.
It's invincible.
So he's gonna do his best to like blend into his surroundings and stay elusive and take the dodge action.
Okay. You know what? We love to see it. That's a good idea.
Just in case.
Chicky baby. Two things happen at the start of your turn. The
just
first...
Don't be big.
Is 16 points
Holy
ice damage?
Holy shit, that was so bad.
16 points ice, but solar beam. You've got one shot, one opportunity. And you're going to regain hit points because you're in direct sunlight.
That is true.
So actually, like, 5 things happen
that
at the start of your turn.
Okay, so I get to roll that.
Come on. Come on. Come on, do it. And also, I don't know if it's reflective for you.
Oh, wow. That was awful.
No.
It was a 7 and flipped to a 1. So I get 1 hit point back.
Oh, I thought that was your to hit. I was
No.
So, all right. Come on. Come on, CB.
Man, this has to happen right now.
Uh-huh. If you
I've
hit,
doing
you've got him.
So well. Come on, girl.
If you hit, you've got him.
He's got you pinned.
I'll tell you that much. If you
put
hit.
Put it through him.
If you hit, you've got this.
Put it through him. Come on, girl. Come on.
Whoa, she crit again! Oh, for 2! Okay. So it's out there. And to add to the momentousness of this occasion, the momentousicity.
Oh my god.
Okay, you are at... I'm gonna lift the veil right now. You have done 526 damage to a creature with 600 hit points.
Jesus Christ.
526 damage. This thing has 600 hit points. So you need to roll... Let's figure this out. It would be 74 damage, so you need to roll above, 70 and a half is 35, so if you roll higher than 37 and a half, which would be, if you roll 18 or more on 8d6, you kill him.
And the first 4 was more than 18 last time.
You need
time.
An average of 3 on 6 of them, and you have 2 as a buffer.
We can do this. We can do this right now.
If we
now.
See
Come
3
on.
Sixes, it's an overkill.
This is narratively so great.
Yeah.
my strongest boys can do nothing to help Team Mom. She will help herself.
Like,
she will help herself.
She's like, fire the cannons. Oh. And they're like, but sire the troops. And you're like, just do it. That's good. That's 15
right there.
You just
come on.
We're getting an overkill.
Come on.
We're getting an overkill. Come on, but how much?
Let's
That's pretty
go,
good.
Baby.
Okay. So
Holy
that was
shit.
So that was 15, and then we're going to add... So you got 20.
20.
28.
28.
So 28, let's call it 30 for now. 30 doubled to 60, which would then be 56. 56 doubled... 112, chicky baby.
Got his ass. Are you kidding me?
As you're downed, you're prone, you're starting to freeze over, you're getting like freezer burn, your leaves are wilting, and you're like, this is not how it ends.
No.
As you summon the solar beam into your own leaf stone, and the reflection carves through the creature, burning it to cinders as you... reflect it back in its face. The hound seeds to you.
Let's go. Let's go.
It releases its grip around your throat, takes two steps back, bows in nod, starts to heel over, and just walks back over.
Absolutely
incredible. To Janusz. As your team kind of like scrambles to their feet, Riot's just like, Bark thaws himself.
Let's go, Bark! Let's go, Bark! Woohoo!
Chicky baby.
Girl.
Well done.
Girl!
Janusz.
Oh, wow.
Will approach you with a couple things. The first is a tray of bowls of like lime green liquid for your team.
All right.
Also known as a full restore.
Let's go.
Go ahead and pop them back to full. Bark.
Y'all good,
it
baby.
Recovers a single point of exhaustion as well, so you're good.
I love it.
So you pop back up, eager and ready to go. He's going to hand you a little chunk of ice about yay big. And inside, there's a little red and black piece of coal that's like gently smoldering.
Ooh.
As you take the Glacier Badge.
Glacier Badge.
A symbol of your triumph over the forces of Mother Mountain.
So cool.
It comes full circle.
Griff is smiling.
Yeah. So is Janusz. As he also hands you about like an ostrich egg sized opal.
Oh.
Roughly equivalent to 200 Laurasian dollars. It has no special effects. If you would rather take the monetary value, I will allow it.
Yeah, I mean, if it does nothing else.
Yep. But just know that for flavor, 200 of your dollars are in the form of a giant opal.
That's sick. I love that. I love that.
But just so that that's out there. As a symbol of your triumph, please take these items. As your team heals up.
Wow.
Bark, as you drink the green liquid... and your wounds heal over, and the frost thaws. You run over, you tackle your boys. Bang is like, I couldn't get it together, man. And Bark's like, ah!
It's okay.
I'm getting into this bud puddle.
They all
for
just
sure.
tackle each other. Chicky Baby's like, I am so cold. And then just drinks the green liquid and pulses nice and healed.
We did it! Let's go!
You are the fastest to complete this gym by 13 minutes.
Woo!
CJ.
All thanks to Bark.
We'll get into this real time in about probably 15 to 20 minutes.
Wow.
But things happen when you get the 8th badge. But we'll deal with it.
All right.
As you slot it into your badge case, there's a pulse of energy.
Ooh.
And that's where we're going to end this. We're going to pick it up with the group.
That seemed important.
Next week. But for us, it's going to be 10 minutes, which is great.
So
we'll see you in the next one, everybody. Thank you so much for watching.
Bye.
CJ's team led a frighteningly strong offensive and claimed the Glacier Badge, making CJ the first tot to earn all 8 badges. If you enjoyed this episode of Boarding Party, please consider leaving a like on the video to show your support. If you'd like to see more of the Tots and stay up to date on the Laris region, why not subscribe to the channel? If you'd like to help us out in other ways, you can follow the links in this video's description box to our Patreon. From there, you can join the discussion in our Discord server, or check out the post show, Still Rolling, and get a recap of every session with myself and the crew. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about Bark's incredible performance and CJ claiming his 8th badge. Thank you so much for watching. We'll catch you next week as the gang heads back for warmer weather in the search for justice.